It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It was a foregone conclusion, but City Councilman Bill Peduto is now officially mayor-elect of Pittsburgh. Last night, he soundly defeated his Republican opponent, Josh Wander, and independent Lester Ludwig. So now, what are some of the first things on Mr. Peduto's agenda that he will tackle? I'm joined by phone by Pittsburgh Mayor-elect Bill Peduto. Congratulations and welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
First off, you've known this day was coming for a long time, but now that it's here, how does it feel?
Exhausting. I didn't get much sleep last night, so just right now, it's there's a lot of different things coming at me from a lot of different angles. There's the emotional highs, there's the commitment with family and friends, and there's 17,000 emails. So it's joyous, but in a way that is very sedate. And there's a lot of work to be done as well. So just it's exhausting right now. That's the best way I could describe it.
Okay, so there are roughly 2 months left before you take office. What will happen between now and then?
Well, there's going to be a lot of action that you'll be seeing in the next week. So it's already started today with notification to all the directors and all the authority heads to hold off on any hirings unless it's absolutely essential, not going forward with any plans that would be impacted by future years without first consulting with who will be my chief of staff and chief development officer, Kevin Ackland, and just putting the word out to all the high-ranking officials within city government that the change will be coming, and to not try to get things put through at the very end. We don't want to see actions that would have to be recalculated or redecided or potentially even undone early next year. So we're looking to work with this present administration just to be able to guide out in the next 2 months. In the next few days, you'll see the announcement of the executives within city government. These will be the leaders of a newly formed mayor's office that will serve more in the capacity of an executive office than an administrative office. And then you'll also be seeing some additional parts of a transition that will be a call to arms for anybody in the city to be a part of the transition. So there's going to be a lot happening in the next week, and that's just the beginning.
What level of cooperation are you expecting from Mayor Ravenstahl during this time of transition?
I not only expect, but, you know, we've had conversation, full cooperation. You know, it's in both of our interests to make sure that these next 2 months work as smoothly as possible. He'll be presenting his budget in the next week to City Council. Council then has the opportunity to amend the budget and to get approvals from the oversight boards, both of them. We're looking at doing several amendments on basically the structure within departments to do what we believe will have them operate more effectively, more efficiently, and hopefully get the support on council and with the oversight boards. But again, it's contingent upon the administration being able to work with us through that process, and all the conversations we've had up till now have been positive.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Our guest is Mayor-elect Bill Peduto. Mr. Peduto, you have an ambitious agenda and at least 4 years to tackle it, but what are some of the things that you plan to get to right away that you feel need your immediate attention?
Well, every person that I'm talking to right now for the mayor's office with, like I said, this hiring of these executives, I tell them that they have a four-year job, and if they do their job well, they may have a possibility of having the job longer. But any at-will position for any administration is always as long as that administration is in power. So I allow them to understand that. We have a lot to do. Number one, like I said, we've got to restructure what city government looks like. We have an incredible responsibility and potentially opportunity to start to mend the relationship between the people of Pittsburgh and their government, which means a couple of things. It certainly goes beyond public safety, but we're really going to have to do a lot of work in getting the trust rebuilt between the police bureau and the public, and even within the bureau itself. There's low morale right now, And we're going to take a disciplined approach that's going to take a little bit of time in finding a new chief, in finding a new public safety director, in having the opportunity to basically go about this in a determined method that will take several months to do. Within the departments, we need to restructure city government. It's antiquated. It really hasn't been modernized since the 80s. And it's more than just, you know, some software or some technology approaches. It's an entire culture within government itself. We want to open it up and create a more transparent system where people can see their government at work, and at the same time, holding all departments accountable. And that's part of where we're going to be restructuring the mayor's office as well, where there's direct accountability through the chain of command. So it's a culture shift. It's a massive culture shift. There has been, you know, over the past several years, sort of a breaking away and a silo effect of city operations. And we really have a lot of work to do to be able to pull it back together into an effective operation.
To a greater or lesser extent, you've had a strained relationship with some of the members of City Council. How do you plan to work through the difference that you have with the differences that you have with some of those City Council members?
Yeah, I say going in at this point, I probably have as much support as any mayor who has come in. I think that probably the most support that I saw was when Bob O'Connor came in, and he pretty much had all nine members. I've been working with the three members who have been at odds, Council President Harris, Councilman Burgess, Councilman Lavelle. I've had personal discussions with two of them, and I will have a sit-down personal discussion with the third. I have a very, very, I would say, proven way of being able to work with council. It's called communication. It's whenever there is a disagreement, you sit down and you talk about it. You never let that chain or that communication break down where there isn't direct conversation about it. It's good when people disagree. That's democracy. You don't want everyone agreeing on every issue. But you should never think that one disagreement should be the way to end the conversation. So by swearing in day, I hope to have all nine members supporting the administration. That doesn't mean that I have nine votes. It just means that I have nine people who are all willing to work together for the betterment of Pittsburgh.
Over the years, we've seen some contentious relationships between the governments of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. The relationship that you have with County Executive Rich Fitzgerald seems to be a good one. What are some of the things on which you both already share a vision?
Well, there's a lot. I mean,
let's look at mass transit. What about yeah. That's been a big issue. What about
Let's just on that one issue. We both are supporting the bus rapid transit system between downtown and Oakland. And I know there's people that want to see a subway or a light rail system, but the cost of it in the local match to make it happen just isn't there, and it can't be there. And any of the formulas that you try to come up with to try and be able to afford it will be there. We'll be trying to build something for 20 years. BRTs have been utilized worldwide the way that the technology now operates with them. They're like a light rail system on wheels, and we want to see that happen in a six-year period. With downtown, you know, we're not taking buses out of downtown. We never discussed taking buses out of downtown. That was just a wrong rumor that got started into an article, and then it just was like a bonfire. What we want to
do. Yeah, a lot of people were reporting that, but one of the things we were hearing is that you have a plan to turn Smithfield into a grand boulevard. Those are apparently your words, or you were quoted as saying Smithfield will be a grand boulevard. What does that mean, and does it have anything to do with eliminating or at least greatly reducing bus traffic?
No, the whole idea for downtown Pittsburgh is to create what is called a complete streets model, which means that the streets are designed for pedestrians, for cyclists, for buses, and for motor vehicles. They're designed in a way that they're completed. We don't have anything like that in downtown Pittsburgh right now. It's a 1950s model. With Smithfield, what we're looking at is developments come in we're going to be able to utilize tax increment financing, not just to finance the development of a new building, but to completely reduce Smithfield Street into a Grand Boulevard idea. My dream is to be able to have a circulator system within downtown Pittsburgh for our buses, which means eliminating parking on certain streets and creating bus-only lanes in areas where there will be transit stops, where there will be shelter, and in the same time be able to make Smithfield Street a bike-only street with vehicular traffic on the other side, and making that bike lane an opportunity for people to get from south to north, from the, basically Station Square all the way to the Convention Center without having to play dodgeball with cars, and to do the same thing east and west within downtown Pittsburgh so the streets are safe for cyclists, and doing the same thing for pedestrians, and doing the same thing for people who take transit. Right now, you would never design the system we have in place for buses. They do not connect. It's just not well thought out or planned. What we want to do is put that idea of a circulator system into the whole idea of what a complete street model would look like. And if we do it the way that we're looking at it, it would create greater accessibility for people who ride buses to all of downtown, which right now doesn't exist.
Well, it's certainly part of an ambitious agenda, and you're just getting started. It's, I guess, in a sense, day one for you. Good luck with everything, and again, congratulations on your election. Bill Peduto, mayor-elect of Pittsburgh, joining us. Thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Paul. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed a segment or want to catch a past program, go to our website at WESA.FM. Tomorrow, Diane Rehm is our guest. She's coming to Pittsburgh. You'll want to hear our interview with her. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll talk again tomorrow.